the book Hebrews, part 242. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yapashuan, South Africa, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, a full book, nearly 800 pages thick, about 35 years of my life in research in that book. It is available because we are also using it for the study, the revelation of the book Revelation, the study that we're busy with. Should you be interested, you contact me at my WhatsApp numbers, South Africa WhatsApp code +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to study the Word of Yahweh and to receive the revelations from Yahweh, as fresh as it can be. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11. Now I'm just going to read verse 1, just to lead us into verse 2. Verse 1 was the verse we used yesterday, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. It's not visible. But although we don't see it, we see the miracles that happens. So the moment that faith gets combined with the healing blood of Yahushua, the miracle suddenly becomes visible. Although it says it's not seen of. Faith you can't see, but the moment the miracle is happening, that is the faith that could not be seen, now with the blood of Yahushua became visible for anybody else to see. Now it says in verse 2, say, for by it, what? The faith, the substance, the hope, the evidence which is not seen. Verse 2, for by it the elders in the congregation 2,000 years ago of Yahushua obtained a good report. They could testify about the miracles that was happening, about the healing, about the dead that was risen, like Lazarus and Jairus' daughter. They obtained a good report. They could speak about what they've seen. And this in the time that we are living in the 21st century, from time to time Yahweh performs in mysterious ways in order for us, as the elders, as part of the bride of Yahushua, to obtain a good report, to say things is happening when we are praying. I can remember last year when I was contacted by one of our farmers, our youngest farmers who was farming, and he said, Prof, we must pray. I said, everything is dying. We need water. And on the cell phone I prayed, and we asked Yahweh to do an exceptional miracle. That very same night it rained. And it started to rain and it just continued to rain. And it rained. And the rain spread out even into Namibia. Brother Leon. In Ermelo district. Isn't that wonderful? That we can call upon the name of Yahushua. And then he even answer our prayer. Us. Why did he do it? So that we could obtain a report and testimony that it works to pray. That prayer is functioning. Prayer is changing things. Hallelujah. It says in verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Now verse 3. Through faith we understand. Now even this we today, I will put in brackets, even us, Yahvist in this 21st century, 2025. This also reflects on us today. Not just something that happened more than 2,000 years ago. It's not just a testimony of the past tense. This is a testimony of the present. Happening right now. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of Yaffa. That the worlds were formed. He says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yaffa Almighty. Even before there was any world, it was Yahweh spoke as if it already exists in His Word. And that's why even as us today, there's power in the words that we spoke, that we speak. In our faith, we can move mountains. Prof, you can move a mountain. Yeah, I can't move a table mountain. Cape Town, you can't move it. You will just stand there. Even if you have a 12 meter container of faith. But the mountain, the obstacle that's in our lives, if you have the faith of the mustard seed, this obstacle that's standing like a mountain, you can move it. You can move it through faith. Not in our own power, but in the word of Yahweh our Elohim. Now what is the word? Who's the word? Well, first, it's easy to understand. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Who's the Word? Yahushua. And the Word was with Yahushua. And the Word became a Elohim. Verse 3 says, He was the light that was created. Not the sun and the moon and the stars. Look at Genesis 1 verse 3. He says, and Yahweh spoke the light to overwhelm the darkness. Who is that light? I've spoken about it before. It's not the sun and the moon and the stars. Those only get spoken in Genesis 1 verse 17, 18. They're only the sun and the moon and the stars that lighten the skies. So who was the one, the light? Not lights, the light. The light of Yahushua. that he spoke, that he exalted. Who was what? He was the angel who was exalted, that received the name above every other name that any other angel ever had. Go read Hebrews 1 verse 1. He says, which of the angels has he said, today you are my son, I've begotten thee? And begotten doesn't mean give birth. Begotten means exalted above all the other angels by calling him his son. He says, you will be a son unto me, and I will be a father unto you. That morning, in the morning, he was not the son. He had not obtained a certain name. But after he was exalted, begat, then only he received a name. And then in verse 8, 9, Hebrews 9, he says, O Elohim, your Elohim. He calls him a God. O God, thou God. Yahweh calls him a God. In the Hebrew, Elohim. O Elohim, your Elohim. He exalted him. Just spoke him. Go read Hebrew 1. Go back to the study where we started in Hebrew 1. Just go back to Hebrew 1 verse, Hebrew chapter 1. Where we started in part 1, part 2, part 3. Go to the study, which we are busy in chapter 11 now. But go back to chapter part 1, then part 2, part 3. Just to experience the revelation proof, to understand what faith is. Because he says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yahweh. That word should have been a capital. Because if it was a capital W, immediately our attention would have been drawn through the Ruach to John 1 verse 1, 2, 3. And verse 14. Well, John 1 verse 1 to 5 and verse 14. He became flesh. Through faith, we need to understand. We believe something that we have not seen, but we know it happened. That the worlds were framed by the word Yahweh Shua, who was a son, who became the son of Yahweh Almighty. So that things which are seen, the things that we see today, the trees and the sun and the moon and the stars, and so that the things which are seen, visible, noticeable, were not made of things which do appear. That's faith. When I want to say that I believe, I have faith, then verse 1 comes into play. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for. What does it say here? In verse 3, which are things, that the things we are seeing were not made of things which do appear. That's faith. Back to verse 1. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for. Faith, the substance is hope. And hope is integrated into faith. And together it becomes a evidence of things not seen before. To other people it seems impossible. If I've got to start testifying about things that happened in my life as a young pastor and as a young man, even before I was a pastor, which was faith, it was blind faith. I want to give it another name. That was reckless faith. And coming to think about it, sometimes we need to become reckless. I think Yahweh allows certain things to happen in our lives, especially when we are young evangelists, not pastors. I mean, we were preaching and teaching the prostitutes and the drunkies years before we ever became pastors. That was our school. That is where we got trained. That's where we went for training on Tuesday nights. Open air services. Those years you can have open air service. Preach unto the drunk and the prostitutes sitting there on the pavement. Praying for the sick and doing, and miracles happened. Miracles happened. Those people started to repent and were later immersed, baptized. They changed their ways of life because we were testifying to them. Now the word says here, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word, formed by the word Yahashua of Yahweh Almighty. So that things we are seen, noticeable, were not made of things which do appear. So when we pray for the sick, they sick, but we trust Yahweh to do a miracle. The word says yesterday, today and forever is always the same. He's never changed. Faith has changed. The time we're living in has changed. People do not believe Yahweh to do miracles anymore. I say the word says yesterday, today and forever is always the same. And I'm going to close this study this morning for you to remember yesterday, today and forever is always the same. Your problem is not too big for Him to solve it. You are not too sick for Him to heal. He's capable of doing miracles upon miracles. Let's trust Yahashua. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.